My guest at this time is Tara Settmayer. She is the communications director for California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who is currently in Dubai. He was part of a congressional delegation that was headed to Afghanistan, but was informed by Afghan President Hamid Karzai that the entire delegation would be denied entry into Afghanistan unless Congressman Rohrabacher was left off of the trip on its final leg into that country. And it's apparently over comments that the congressman has made that have been rather critical of President Karzai in the past. And Tara, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Glad I could do it for you.
You were just telling me before we started here that this actually unfolded late last week. And we know that Congressman Rohrabacher was a pretty late add to this trip. How did this all go down with Karzai basically saying either he doesn't come or nobody comes?
That's correct. Actually, Mr. Rohrabacher hopped on a CODEL that was led by Representative Louie Gohmert from Texas, and one of the original members on the delegation dropped out. So on Wednesday of last week, Dana decided that he wanted to accompany Mr. Gohmert and the rest of the members because of his expertise and his relationships with folks in Afghanistan. So they went ahead and they planned it, and on Friday they were transiting through Dubai when he was informed that Afghan President Hamid Karzai was not too happy when he found out Dana's name was on the list. And actually, as Dana would say, he pitched a fit about it and contacted our State Department, who subsequently contacted the Defense Department and told them that the military flight they were scheduled to take was not to take off if Mr. Rohrabacher was on the flight. So when we found that out, it was arranged for a phone call between the congressman and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and they chatted. It was an amicable conversation, and they chatted for about a half an hour. But she asked him if he would please refrain from following through on the trip because of how volatile the situation is in Afghanistan. They're really trying to work on negotiating some things, and she asked him if he would please not add to the consternation and stay behind. So out of respect for our Secretary of State, he obliged her.
Tara, there have been plenty of members who have been critical of President Karzai, some of them very critical. So what has your boss said that singles him out, do you think?
Well, no member of Congress has the type of relationship and the level of involvement in Afghanistan the way Dana Rohrabacher does. His involvement in Afghanistan stems back 30 years, back to during his time in the Reagan administration, where he developed relationships with some of the freedom fighters who were fighting the Russians. Some people may know that he actually, after he was elected to Congress in 1988, shortly after, he traveled over to Afghanistan and joined up with a band of Mujahideen fighters and actually helped them fight the Russians in the Battle of Jalalabad. So from his involvement on the ground, actually with the people, getting to know the culture, he has a special relationship with Afghanistan and the Northern Alliance, who were the Mujahideen fighters against the Russians, who turned into what they called the Northern Alliance. And he maintained those relationships over the years, actually becoming quite close with Commander Massoud, who was the head of the Northern Alliance back shortly before 9/11 happened. He was actually assassinated 2 days before 9/11 because al-Qaeda knew that once the United States found out that al-Qaeda had been harbored in Afghanistan, they would come in and the Northern Alliance would join forces with the U.S. to topple the Taliban and al-Qaeda. So they made sure they took Commander Massoud out. And so since then, Dana has also maintained his relationships with some of the other Northern Alliance leaders, and that is much to the chagrin of Mr. Karzai. He's a Pashtun. He is not someone who the people can unify around. This is a tribal culture, and the United States has had a failed policy through our State Department of trying to foist a Western-style democracy onto the people of Afghanistan when that doesn't work over there. And Karzai is a corrupt, failed leader, and Dana's been very outspoken about that, and he in both during the Bush administration and currently during the Obama administration, and his relationships with these the opposition leaders has really ruffled Karzai.
We're talking with Tara Settmayer, communications director for Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who was specifically denied entry into Afghanistan and risked the entry of the entire congressional delegation if he didn't stay back in Dubai. Tara, you mentioned the amicable conversation between your boss and Secretary of State Clinton, and that he didn't really fight not going into Afghanistan. Did that surprise you or him, though, that the administration essentially sided with Karzai as opposed to letting him continue with the delegation, or at least pushing for him to continue?
No, because he's been they've been at odds over the strategy in Afghanistan, like I said, since back in the Bush administration. So it did not surprise him, and he knows that they've invested so much in Karzai that they've backed themselves into a corner to have no choice but to continue to support the corrupt government of Karzai. This is the guy that they put all their eggs in one basket. And unfortunately, it's cost us a lot of lives and blood and treasure over there for nothing. And Dana's been very vocal about making that point. He's attempted several times to ask them to shift strategies and consider changing it from and decentralizing the power in Kabul and respecting the provinces and the tribal culture there, and it falls on deaf ears. So no, he's not, because Karzai is desperate now. He knows that things are beginning to unravel, and unfortunately the bureaucrats of the State Department have invested falsely and wrongly in him, and they're trying to save face.
That certainly suggests that you and he don't believe that whatever agreements are potentially on the verge of happening here are going to do a tremendous amount of good.
No, not at all. Not as long as they stay the course with forcing a centralized government from Kabul. That's never going to work in Afghanistan, and that just ignores the historical playbook that we've seen play out in Afghanistan. It just doesn't acknowledge what goes on there. It's a very unique place. It's unlike any other place in the world. There are 4,500 different tribes, different villages in Afghanistan. So, they need to allow the people of Afghanistan to vote for their own tribal leaders. They can have a federalist government, but the way it stands right now, the president, Karzai, he appoints all the governors. That would be like if President Obama went ahead and appointed every single governor in the states within the United States, and then they went ahead and they appointed every single person who holds office, all the way down to school teachers. That's rife. That's just rife with corruption. And that's the way it is right now in Afghanistan. And that's why it's not working. The people don't have a say in what goes on in their regions, and until that happens, nothing's going to work.
Well, we'll see if this episode enhances that conversation at all. I guess if you have to spend somewhere in the Middle East for an extra day or two, Dubai's not too bad. But
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that was not his plan, but he was able to spend a few days in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and as well as Qatar, all allies of the United States, and he had some very meaningful meetings over there, and so he did get something accomplished. But what also, which is important, and you brought that up, is that this does bring up the conversation of what we're doing in Afghanistan, what has worked, what hasn't, and why are we continuing the course when it's clearly been a failure. So he may not have been able to go into the country, a country he's been involved in so long, but the conversation brings to the public, to the light, what's happening there, and that hopefully some people will question it and change course.
And we'll keep tracking the story as well. Tara, thank you very much, as always, for your help.
You're welcome.
Tara Setmayer's Communications Director for California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.